So get your worksheet out. This is the second worksheet, and let's go through this process. I think it's going to be really useful for you, and it tags right on to the first worksheet that we did. So close your eyes, tune into your heart. Of course, if you just need it, if you don't have a worksheet, just use a journal. You'll be doing the tune in and then write it down and go right back in again process. Take a deep full breath. It's very important to be able to make peace with what you're being responsible for, that you really make peace with it so that you can fully be in the responsibility zone, which puts you in the freedom zone. So I want to invite you to bring up something that you believe is your responsibility that was maybe on the difficult list for you. So what was something that was on the difficult list for you? Harder, you didn't like being responsible for, but you really believe it's your responsibility. And write that down under what do you want to make peace with being responsibility for. Take a deep full breath. Now that you have that, tune back in. This is a yes or no question. Take a deep breath, tell yourself the honest to heart truth. Is this truly your responsibility? Yes or no? And what does your heart want for you in regards to this responsibility? What does your heart want for you? Is your heart just, oh, I so want this for you around this responsibility? Tune into your heart, listen, and write it down. And what can that make possible for you? Tune in. Whatever it is that your heart is wanting for you, what can that make possible for you? If you're really living it, breathing it, whatever it is that your heart is wanting for you in regards to this responsibility, what can that make possible for you? And telling yourself the truth, tuning in, what is the shadow or fear that you have around this responsibility? What's the shadow or fear you have around this responsibility? Just telling yourself the truth. And if you didn't have a shadow or fear, it wouldn't be on the more difficult side of responsibility. You can always pause if you need more time. What is the belief that is driving this shadow or fear? So just tune into the shadow energy, to the fear. And what's the thought? What's the belief behind it? What's driving it? What's the ticker tape going through your head? What are the thoughts about it? Write that down. If there's more than one, write it down. If there's more than one, circle the biggest one, the strongest one. We're going to go with that one. Now, this belief, like every belief you have, has a value for you. It has a value. The value is not going to seem super sexy, but it has a value. What value does this belief have for you? So, you know, if you feel like you're disempowered in some way, if the fear is that, you know, things won't go the way you want them to go, you obviously have control playing out. And the value of the belief might be something that, because you're trying to over-control something, you know, you don't pay attention to some of your other responsibilities. Or it might make you hide more. Or maybe it, you know, the value it has for you is that, you know, people don't approach you because you're reactive. You know, so what's the value it has for you? Again, it's not going to seem like really great, but you're doing that for a reason. It's to protect this part of you. And it's not serving you. It's keeping your dreams, your desires far away from you. So once you get the value, take a deep breath. How much energy is this costing you? 0 to 100%. Zero is not being at peace with this doesn't cost me a drop of energy. 100% is like, wow, it has taken up all my bandwidth. Where are you on that scale? Imagine you've got a meter in your head, any kind of a meter, and where does the needle fall? Trust it. Or the number pop up. Write that down. That's how much energetic currency you're wasting on this. Take that in relationship to your $100. You're probably bankrupt with, you know, several going on. That's why we have to really stay on top of our responsibilities. Okay, super, super, super important. Yes or no question. Did you create this? Tune into your heart. Tell yourself the truth. Did you create this situation? And even if you created it on a soul level and you don't know how you created it, you created it. Did you create it? We're just being super squeaky clean with ourselves here. Another deep full breath. All right, let's flip this all around. You've already done half the work here. Tuning into your heart, what belief would better serve you to give you the freedom you desire as far as this responsibility goes? What belief is going to be counter to the other belief you had would really serve you so much better to give you the freedom you desire? Write that down and go right in and tune into that belief. And how will that make you feel? And I want you to turn the amperage up on that belief, on the feeling for that belief. Just so you've got a big dial on your heart, you can crank it up to a 10. Deep full breath. How will that make you feel? Really embodying that belief. You're starting to do it now by feeling it. Awareness precedes change. You've become very aware. Now you're changing. That's the feeling you want to have. You want to turn it up even higher. Is this going to allow you to feel free? Is this going to allow you to feel fulfilled or satisfied or at peace? What is it going to do for you? Tune in, and what conscious choice can you make to free yourself and take your power back from this misguided belief? There's a conscious choice you can make right now that is going to support your new belief, finish pulling you out of the old belief. It's going to allow you to take your power back. What is that conscious choice? Write that down. Write it down. You're going to commit to it. What's one inspired action you can take to make that choice? Is it, do you have to put something on your calendar? Do you need to call someone? Do you need to write it down and keep it front and center? You need to tattoo it on your forehead? You know, what do you need to do? What's the inspired action to actually do the act of making the choice? You know what the choice is. What's the action that goes along with that choice? You know what you need to do. Write it down. And what archetype can support you, can help you in taking your power back and making this choice and really following through with it? What's the archetype or archetypes that can really support you? Tune into that. If you don't know, you can always pull a card from the deck or just pull one from your wealth code. All right. Good work. Good work. This is a huge subject. There's a lot of work to be done here. This really works close with boundaries. So what I want to invite you to do is you have the process that we just went through in this training. You have that separate and you got the worksheet for it. So any of the responsibilities that you know that are on your difficult list, I want you to one by one turn all of those around. And then, you know, you could pick one a week. You can go through and find the inspired actions for all of them if you want to bite them all off right now and then execute as you can. Sometimes you may feel like you make one choice and then you've got to go back and you've got to rework with it because you didn't quite get all the way there. And start looking at the choices that you need, that as they're coming to you, on what your responsibility level is. And we talked a lot about that. You might want to play this training more than one time. Let it go in the background for a little while so that you really start to see your personal empowerment and how you can up-level that. All right. Looking forward to hearing your feedback. So much love.